This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lots of reaction from both sides of the political aisle a day after man yelling, "All these Jews must die," burst into a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania synagogue during Sabbath services Saturday, shooting indiscriminately and killing 11 congregants. Six people, including a police officer who confronted the attacker, were also wounded. President Trump said these kinds of incidents point to the need for armed guards in churches and synagogues.
So this would be a case for, if there was an armed guard inside the temple, they would have been able to stop him. Maybe there would have been nobody killed except for him.
The suspect was armed with a rifle and three handguns when he entered the synagogue, where about 80 people had gathered. On CBS's Face the Nation, Democratic Senator Chris Coons says some politicians, including President Trump, have used their platforms to divide the country.
I think those of us in national office, our president, those who would hope to be president, those of us in Congress who have louder microphones and who are heard from and seen more regularly, need to take responsibility for ways in which we lower the temperature.
And on that same program, Republican Senator James Lankford says President Trump's comments about the caravan in Mexico being supported by globalists can't be blamed for the mass shootings at that synagogue.
This particular shooter also condemned President Trump, saying he was a globalist and that he was allowing some of this to happen. So I don't see any connection where you would connect the president to this particular shooting.
The man who was arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump is expected to make his first court appearance on Monday. Cesar Sayoc, a man with a long criminal record, faces 5 charges. The bombs were addressed to former President Barack Obama, as well as other high-profile Democrats. This is VOA News.